heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. You can find a chisel, will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Baby, write this with Bacardi on her lips, and I was
When the music got loud, we'd sneak away from the crowd under the boardwalk lights. And with all the things we said,
working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Soak up life for a while and laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot. Sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
dancing for an hour in the parking lot light. Here's to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Shops so beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
In today's high-stress world, how can we reliably have good health, happiness, and peace of mind? An expert shares what he discovered, and the benefits are many, helping let go of anxiety and feel good every day.
It slows down your heart rate. It has all kinds of biochemical benefits. So it's free, it's healthy, there are no side effects except the positive ones.
Then, recent research reveals a consistent factor in nearly a third of vehicle-related deaths. Yet it gets little attention as a safety issue.
We just don't talk about speed in the way that we talk about drunk driving, the way even that we talk about distracted driving. Most of us don't think of it as a safety challenge because most of us speed.
Those two stories and more are coming your way on this week's show. InfoTrack begins right after this.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sounds like you heard about a July 4th sale. It's a great chance to red, white, and do that job you've been putting off. Like an oil change with full synthetic motor oil. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $34.99. Save on oil, wash and wax, and more this weekend at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. So upgrade with innovative appliance brands like GE Profile. Modernize your kitchen with a new GE Profile 4-door French door refrigerator with hands-free auto-fill dispenser. And with the GE Profile Ultra-Fast Combo Washer Dryer, you can tackle large loads in about 2 hours. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages with 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
We all want health, happiness, and peace of mind, but finding it in today's high-stress world can be a challenge. One expert says he's found the answer. With the story, here's InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Most of us have been taught to work hard to gain success. But when we go overboard, we can harm ourselves, those around us, and burn out on the very job we think we must have. But there's help in an important new book, #chill, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. Joining us now is the author, Dr. Brian Robinson, licensed psychotherapist, professor emeritus at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and a recovering workaholic. Doctor, how do you differentiate between a workaholic and someone who's simply a hard worker?
Well, a hard worker or a chilled worker is in the office dreaming about being on the ski slopes, and a workaholic is on the ski slopes dreaming about being back at the office. It's a lot more complicated than that, but a hard worker is someone who has balance. A chilled worker is someone who has balance. A workaholic is someone who mainly works all the time or stays busy most of the time.
And it can be tough to convince the workaholics to change, can't it, when often those are the people that get the good job evaluations, promotions, and raises?
That's typically true. Workaholics are often people who don't believe that they are workaholics, but the people around them see it, and workaholics are often in denial, just like alcoholics can be in denial if they have an alcohol problem. And I'm hearing that more and more today, not only from my patients, but from just people in general. I don't know how to relax.
You recommend that workaholics and others change several behaviors. So let's just take a few. First, avoid multitasking. Why?
Well, because multitasking is not what it's cracked up to be. There's research coming out now showing that people who do one thing at a time are going to be more effective and more productive and enjoy their work more in the end. When you're doing two or three things at once, you're really not focused on the one thing that needs to be taken care of. There's a new study that came out that shows that those of us who slow down and bring the brakes to the gas are more effective, more productive, and in the output, we enjoy the process more. So there are a lot of myths now that are being shown by scientists that are just not true, and that's one of them.
Tell us about your advice to embrace maybe or not feeling like you have to know a situation's outcome.
Well, we're kind of wired by Mother Nature to be predictable and kind of figure out, you know, what's going to happen. It's in our DNA for survival, so that uncertainty can feel like a threat. And Mother Nature hardwired you, Gina, and me to overestimate threats and underestimate our ability to handle them. So most of us are not fighting off tribes anymore or fighting off wild animals, but the things that show up as threats today are financial issues, relationship issues. Is the boss going to like this? Is my group going to, when I do the presentation, are they going to like what I do? So these are the ways in which our threats show up today, and many of us overreact to those threats. What we find, if you meditate for 5 minutes a day or have some way of just taking 5 minutes a day, chilling, then you approach all these tasks with more calm, more creativity, more courage. You're willing to stick your neck out more. You notice these are all C words. With more clarity, with more courage, with more compassion. These are all ways in which it can actually change your life. And this is kind of the opposite of what we're hearing from big business, like lean in and let's get the job done and move faster and hurry and rush. And the technology that we have says you can be available 24/7 instead of setting boundaries. So things are really making a turn, and we're going in the opposite direction because we know that balance comes from being and doing. Not just doing, but have a to-be list. Many of us have a to-do list, but it's probably going to take folks a little bit of thinking to even know what would be on a to-be list.
We're visiting with Dr. Brian Robinson, author of #Chill, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. Doctor, your advice that you just gave us really dovetails with the let it go, which is also in the book, or stop trying to control things you can't or don't need to control. But I think the devil's in the details of how we determine what things we don't need to control. Doesn't the average workaholic think, oh, I've got to control it all?
Yeah, and that's the problem. We can't control it all. Life is not personal. Life just is. We make it personal because we feel like we have to control things that we can't really control. So what it boils down to is learning to accept life on its terms instead of our terms. My New Year's intention is to love everything that gets in the way, or to at least to forgive everything that gets in the way, like the person who cuts me off in traffic, the person who steps in front of me in line at the grocery store unwittingly, the crying baby in the airplane behind me, the barking dog, my neighbor's weed eater when I'm trying to take a nap. This is life. Things are going to happen that we cannot control. The question is, what do we do with it? And when you're in #chill, you learn to act instead of react. And acting is coming from what I call the center, this place that you find yourself in when you start to practice #chill and meditate. Would take 5 minutes a day. Those 5 minutes can change your life. If you take 5 minutes and spend the time on the inside without judgment, but with compassion, and start to get to know yourself a little better. All those C words over time will start to show up and you'll start to live a more quality life beyond the survival and at a higher level of spirituality.
Doctor, some people may think meditation is silly and passé, but there is real science to back up its benefits, isn't there?
There is. In fact, meditation got a bum rap from the drug culture in the 70s. That's when it was brought to the U.S. And you don't have to sit in lotus position and burn incense and listen to Indian music or meditate for 20 minutes. Well, we're finding that 5 minutes of meditation a day, and that's what I do, 5 minutes, can change your life. I notice that I'm more forgiving of someone who makes a mistake. I'm more forgiving of myself. I'm calmer. I'm clearer. We know from the research that people who meditate have better memory. The hippocampus, which is part of the brain for memory, doesn't shrink as you age as much if you meditate. We know that it boosts your immune system, that it slows down your heart rate. It has all kinds of biochemical benefits. So it's free, it's healthy, there are no side effects except the positive ones, and it's portable. You can take it anywhere you go, even in your car, as long as you're not driving.
And talk to us about the need to accept defeat.
Well, you can't have success without defeat. Life has bookends, and you can't have a right without a left. You can't have a front without a back. Everything has its opposite. And accepting defeat allows you to find success. Here's what I mean. If I get frustrated after setting a certain resolution or an intention for the new year, if I fail, in quotation marks, because I don't really believe in failure, that's where my growth comes from. If I take that towel I want to throw in and wipe the sweat off my brow and keep on going, I'm going to learn that grass grows through concrete. I'm going to find that resilience zone within me and find that I'm more courageous and stronger than I realized. So accepting the opposite of our desire is really important. If I want to be successful, it's not a straight line. I have to accept the defeat. And then when I feel the defeat, again in quotation marks, it helps me keep going. Every person on this planet who's ever been successful, whether from Meryl Streep to Michael Jordan, every one of those folks have failed, in quotation marks, but they didn't fail because they kept going. You only fail when you stop.
Dr. Brian Robinson, author of #Chill, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
Next, it's a big factor in vehicle-related deaths, yet few talk about it. That story, coming up.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider. A spider! A spider!
Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo. People friendly, bug deadly.
Lowe's knows owning a project means owning the right tools. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-pack. Plus, get your choice of the V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for only $99. Find these savings and more today Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/10. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
When people talk about reducing vehicle-related fatalities, drunk driving and other factors are often mentioned, but rarely do they bring up speeding. InfoTrack's Roy Mackey talked to an expert to find out why. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Jonathan Atkins is the executive director of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, and they recently issued a new report about excessive speed on our nation's highways. So, Jonathan, how widespread is speeding in terms of crashes and fatalities?
Speeding continues to kill about 10,000 of our friends and neighbors every year across the country. It's a pervasive problem, and it's one that we really haven't made a lot of progress in addressing the last few years. So it's a big deal for sure.
And when we say speeding, are we talking about going 57 in a 55 zone, or how do you define it?
We're really looking at anything above the posted speed limit, but the bulk of these crashes are excessive speeding. You know, we're not talking about 26 and a 25. What's been occurring across the country is nearly every state has increased their speed limit. Many states have increased it significantly to 75 or even 80 miles an hour or more. And so what's happening is there's that speed buffer. You know, if a sign is posted a certain speed limit, we all know we can go a little bit above it or even a lot above it and probably get away with it. And the sad fact is we're probably correct. And so it becomes a real double whammy for safety in that posted speed limit signs are increasing, and then there's that speed cushion. And when we talk about driving 85 or 90 miles an hour, if you're in a crash, even if you're wearing your seatbelt, you're probably not likely to survive. Or if you do survive it, you're going to be seriously injured. So that's unfortunately what's occurring in many parts of the country.
And speed contributes to what, the majority of crashes, or what percentage are we talking about?
It's about a third of all crashes. And what we see with people who speed, and again, speed excessively, is that they take other risks. About half of the people who are killed in speeding crashes also aren't wearing a seatbelt. They may be distracted by a cell phone. They may be impaired by alcohol or drugs. So there are a host of things going on, but about a third of all traffic deaths every year are speed related.
And I would also just say from observation that many people who are speeding are also following the car in front of them too close because they want to get around them.
Right. We tend to be aggressive. We just don't talk about speed in the way that we talk about drunk driving, the way even that we talk about distracted driving. Most of us don't think of it as a safety challenge because most of us speed. We do it every day. We do it consistently. It's not like distracted driving where maybe we're on our phone for a little while and then we put the phone away. When we speed, we tend to speed for long periods of our trip.
Jonathan, is this a greater issue in congested areas or in maybe more rural areas of our highway system?
More rural areas for the most part, for obvious reasons. Whenever we see the open highway, we tend to want to speed even further. But speed is an issue everywhere. It's an issue in urban areas, particularly with the mix of pedestrians and bicyclists growing. If a car is driving 40 miles an hour versus 25 and hits a pedestrian or a bicyclist, the difference in survival rates is much different at 25 versus 40.
You called your report Speeding Away from Zero, Rethinking a Forgotten Traffic Safety Challenge. Why do you think speeding has kind of just fallen by the wayside in terms of being a concern for organizations like yours or just drivers in general?
Well, for drivers in general, we all speed. We're in a rush. We're trying to get to daycare. We're trying to get to soccer practice. We're under the gun, so to speak, much more so than we used to be. I think that's part of the reason that we're on our cell phones all the time. We can't just do one thing at a time. We feel that we have to multitask, and speed is a symptom of that.
Now, I want to ask, you mentioned people being on cell phones. Is the greatest danger people being distracted when they're driving, or is it speed? What is, in general, the biggest concern?
They're both concerns, and the data that we have, speed is a bigger factor, but that doesn't minimize the role that cell phones play. In many cases, we're probably doing both those things at once. We're speeding, we're probably not wearing our seatbelt, and we may be using a cell phone at once. So we've got a host of challenges if we are going to get to a point where we have zero or very few roadway deaths. The thing about all these different topics, these are all preventable. These are not things that just randomly happen. These are because of human choices. And that's really what we need to do with speed, is we need to think of it in the same way that we think of drunk driving. Right now, there's not an organization out there like MAD that's focused on speeding. And so one of the things that we're hoping to do with our partners is to engage victim organizations and people that have lost a loved one in a speed-related crash to speak out and try to put a face with these needless deaths.
Your report says we do need to address this on a much deeper and more comprehensive level than has been done in the past. What other steps would you like to see?
Well, for one, we can look at enforcement in areas where there have been a lot of speed-related crashes. We can put in cameras and have automated enforcement to help change human behavior. There's a lot we can do with infrastructure, roadway design, when we look at things like roundabouts, particularly in urban areas, that can have a big factor in calming traffic. We need to look at our speed limit laws. It's a state prerogative, but we need to talk about speed limits, set a speed limit that's reasonable, and then we actually need to enforce it. So much of our challenge is the perception that speed limits are really just a suggestion rather than a law.
Ultimately, the biggest obstacle here in making a dent to this problem is changing the minds of motorists who probably have been speeding for years and years. That's a tall order, isn't it, to change ingrained driving habits?
It's a tall order, but it doesn't mean that we can't do it. If you look at 20 years or so ago or more, we had a seatbelt use of about 20-25% lower than what we have now. We have about a 90% seatbelt use right now. So change does happen. If you look at drunk driving, where we are now, where we were a generation ago, there's a very different attitude. I like to compare it to being at a cocktail party. If you're at a cocktail party and you say you were drunk and you drove somewhere, people will look at you like you're crazy. And if you say that you were speeding, people aren't going to bat an eye. But we can get there, and the report that we issued has some concrete steps that should and can be taken.
Any advice for parents who have young drivers in terms of this topic?
Most important thing for parents is that our young drivers don't do what we say, they do what we do. And so we need to make sure that we are exhibiting a safe behavior. If our kids see us speeding, see us distracted behind the wheel, they're going to do the same thing, particularly when we're not in the car. And so that change needs to begin with ourselves as parents, and we need to exemplify safe behavior.
And Jonathan, I understand you have some tools for parents and teenagers who are just learning to drive.
We do. The Governor's Highway Safety Association and Ford Motor Company have partnered on a free program called Driving Skills for Life. This is a hands-on program that comes around the country, trains young drivers on how to be safer drivers. It also trains parents on some things that they should know. Law enforcement and other experts are involved. The website is drivingskillsforlife.com. That's drivingskillsforlife.com. It's a very cool, high-tech website with some great tools for parents and young drivers alike. We'll get them behind the wheel. It's a lot of fun. We utilize technology. We're able to demonstrate drowsy driving and drugged driving and drunk driving in some really innovative ways. So we're able to talk to teens in a way that you have to in order to reach them, and that's through technology. This is not a classroom style effort.
Jonathan Atkins, the executive director of the Governor's Highway Safety Association. Jonathan, where can people learn more online?
People can go to our website, which is ghsa.org, to read the report and also see what speed limits are in their states and communities.
Thank you again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Ugh. Kitchen ants? Runaway roaches? A spider? A spider! A spider! Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away.
Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
If you're in the market for a new job or a career change, listen up as an expert shares valuable advice on references. InfoTrack's Roy Mackey is back, and he has the story. Roy?
Thanks again, Chris. Our guest is Cheryl Hyatt, CEO and co-founder of Hyatt Finnell, an executive search firm based in Pennsylvania. So, Cheryl, how important are references in the overall scheme of a job search?
They are very important. Now, in the early stages of a search process for individuals, their skill sets and their experiences are critical. But we as search firms request references from candidates at that point, and they're an integral part of their application package. The individual needs to be able to select individuals who are going to be able to speak to their experiences and to the qualifications that they have because they have had experience with that candidate themselves. So I think it's important that a person take a look at the individuals that they present as references because they're very important. So what I look at in the early part of the process is who have they listed, what are their ties to this candidate, and can they speak from that perspective to the candidate's experiences in those areas?
I think many people who are searching for jobs wonder how important references really are because, of course, they're going to say glowing things about you and not be critical.
That's typically the case, although individuals who are skilled in making reference calls or talking with references know the right questions to ask to get at things that may not, it's not that they're negative, but they will reflect some of the flaws or some of the gaps that candidates might have should they take over a position like that.
Are the most common references past bosses or coworkers, or are there better choices than that?
I think it depends on the type of institution you're looking at as well as the type of position you're looking at. So if they ask for a minimum of three, it should be somebody that they, the candidates themselves, have reported to, a boss or a supervisor, someone that they are a colleague or a peer of, possibly someone in that same role, someone within their department that they fit with, so on that same level, and then someone who has reported to them, especially if this is an administrative position.
One thing I found interesting is you say that you should choose a set of references customized to the job you're seeking.
That's exactly right. If you're looking for a position that is in a particular department or is a particular type of position, you want to find people who can speak to your skill set in that type of environment, right? You wouldn't want to look at somebody outside of that environment, especially if it's going to be a transition into a new type of position within the organization. So they want to be able to speak to your best experiences and your qualifications in that particular arena.
How often do you need to check with your references to make sure that they're still okay being a reference for you?
Each and every time. Some candidates are applying at maybe more than one position or more than one institution, and you should always, as a candidate, contact your references and say, is it okay if I use you as a reference? This is the position I'm applying for. And, you know, you should probably be able to share with them information about that type of position, the organization that you're applying for. I think that's critically important that your references can speak to, gee, I think that this person can do the job because this is what they've done. And allow your references the opportunity to understand what that position is. With some candidates, they are applying for sometimes a number of positions. Sometimes it's best to look at, you know, do we get one person who is going to get seven phone calls and have to speak about my experiences if I'm a candidate? Or could I find maybe three different references who can do that? so that you're not taxing one reference to speak over and over about it.
Cheryl Hyatt, CEO and co-founder of Hyatt Finnell, an executive search firm, and you can find them online at hyattfinnell.com. Cheryl, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Take care.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that's it for this week's show. Our internet services are provided by Pear Networks. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
Walk on by, 'cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely, knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but who could blame me? You're looking so fine, got me all tongue tied, and the only line I can think to say is, hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. Say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl.
her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun is shining and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country in Georgia, Tennessee. And I got the one I love beside me, my trouble.
you can't have mine.
Been having a ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I loved that town, but I just couldn't stay. Two-stepped all the way to Amarillo. Shuffled my way into Santa Fe. I just had to see the sunset out of Frisco. Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. Met a girl out in eastern Oklahoma. Her daddy was a Tulsa millionaire. With miles and miles of oil wells he'd leave her. All a man could want was waiting there. One night while she lay sleeping, I slipped away. Like no man in his right mind would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am. That's what I.